AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There are reports from the United Nations that France is preparing a UN Security Council resolution to call for a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militants who control Gaza. So far, the U.S. has held back, instead encouraging diplomatic efforts. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible, and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability.
Palestinian supporters have rallied in major cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and Dearborn, Michigan, near where President Biden was touring a Ford factory. The House has passed a bill to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. This is Congresswoman Michelle Steele of California.
It is heartbreaking to read the news stories of these crimes. And my heart goes out to all those who have been victims.
Top Republican leaders say they are ready to block or stall the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January Capitol incursion. But Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene says protests should be studied.
Indeed, we should have a commission to study the violent BLM and Antifa mobs that have plagued American cities this past summer.
There are concerns in Louisiana. Flooding may have taken lives. More from our Ed Donahue.
People in Lake Charles, Louisiana, have seen enough of this. The city is still recovering from back-to-back hurricanes last fall and a deep freeze just a few months ago. Mayor Nick Hunter says this rain had more of an impact than the hurricanes.
Parts of the city received upwards of 15 inches of rain over a six-hour period.
Hunter is frustrated. Lake Charles hasn't received any federal disaster relief yet.
We are pleading with anyone out there that can help.
Severe flooding is also reported in parts of Baton Rouge. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A woman has testified in a hearing to determine if actor Danny Masterson should stand trial for rape.
At a preliminary hearing in Los Angeles, the woman, identified in court only as Jen B., says she was going in and out of consciousness 18 years ago, and that when she came to, she found Danny Masterson raping her. She had stopped by his place to pick up some keys. She says she asked for a drink with vodka, but after sipping it, she became disoriented. The hearing is to determine whether Masterson should stand trial for that case and two others he's been charged with. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The governor of Texas will be requiring all cities and counties to drop their mask mandates by the end of this week. And Governor Greg Abbott says come June, schools will no longer be able to require children to wear a face mask. Officials in Ecuador say the famed Darwin's Arch in the Galapagos Islands has lost its top due to the natural erosion of the stone. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.